Immediate tributes from comrades in Ireland. Keith's death came as a shock as we didn't know he was ill. For Socialist Party members in Dublin and the south of Ireland generally, Keith was well known and fondly thought of. Keith was nearly a fixture over here in the late 1990s up to the mid-2000s, when he assisted us in key elections and other campaigns. There was a really great bond between him and the comrades and the situation, a special connection. I think he liked the tempo, attitudes and sense of humor here. And everyone here really liked and appreciated him. I think it was the time he spent in my company that exposed him to, and perhaps turned him on to Bob Dylan in a serious way. We shared many occasions just listening. Keith was a lovely bloke. Kevin McLaughlin, Secretary of the Socialist Party in Southern Ireland. I remember Keith came over during the Bintax battle in 2003, not long after Joe Higgins and Claire Daly, then elected Socialist Party representatives, Joe a TD, MP, Claire a councillor in Dublin, were imprisoned for a month for civil disobedience. Obviously we were involved in a very intense battle and the party's HQ was mayhem. Keith was involved in helping us organize the work, active in the daily stalls we were doing in the city center, selling the paper, and intervening into demonstrations outside the various court cases. A very sincere and humble guy, and having him over here was definitely a positive for us. I also remember him doing a door-to-door collection in Whitechurch, Dublin, for the Legal Defense Fund. I'd say we raised the guts of around €700 on it. Cillian Gillespie,